Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from LionFS. For this week's topic, I would like to talk about some of the previous weather we've had roll through the area. It's been already documented that the spring of 2025 has been one of the windiest springs in recent memory. And with some of those concerns around sandblasting and general wind and what that can have on our crops, I want to encourage growers to continue scouting fields and not jump to any hasty decisions or let emotions rule the day when we're talking about crop scouting. As we're moving forward and evaluating fields that may have suffered some damage from recent windstorms, it's important to note what is the new growth that is occurring. Are the plants moving into new growth stages, and are they growing out of whatever damage they might have occurred from sandblasting or even just mud and dirt and debris getting caked on the plants? It's really important to note where the growing point is on corn. Most of the corn in the area, the growing point, thankfully, is still going to be below the soil surface, so the corn can really still take a lot and not really suffer a whole lot of damage or lasting yield drag that might have occurred from the wind events. With that being said, get out, look for new growth. So in corn, it's going to be developing new shoots coming out of the whorl, new leaves being developed. And the same way with soybeans, new cotyledons, looking for the cotyledons and then looking towards the top of the soybean plant and looking for any new growth, any new trifoliates that might be appearing. And if we are getting new trifoliates or new leaves coming out of the whorl on corn, chances are we have escaped any lasting damage. One thing to note, though, as we are coming up on the time of year where we start to begin doing our post-herbicide applications, we need to give the plant some time to recover and make sure we're getting some newly fully developed growth stages before we make our next herbicide applications. But if growers or listeners have got any questions about what they're seeing in their fields right now, or maybe even just some things thinking ahead, what management decisions are coming up or things that we can do to still improve the crop, because we have really got some great crops, great looking crops this year, and I think we've got some great yield potentials out there. I would encourage growers or listeners to reach out to your local LionFS crop specialist, or growers or listeners can always reach out to me personally at 217-318-9100. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist with LionFS.